Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And you're listening to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, grateful that you are here to spend some time with me today, and maybe we can learn from each other, because really all I want is joy. I just want joy, J-W-J. Why would you want anything else? Why would you want to dwell in negativity in such a dark, empty space with no benefits? So let's live our life to the fullest. Let's be happy, find happiness, learn where happiness comes from, be better balanced in ourselves, and just find joy. I just want joy. So that's why I tweeted, and you can follow Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on Twitter. I tweeted, join me on my journey for joy. I think joy is such an important word, and we hear it a lot around the holidays, holiday joy, Christmas joy, but joy should be 24/7, 12 months of the year, every year of your life should be about joy. I talk about love a lot because love is ultimately the most important thing, but love and joy, I think, go hand in hand, skipping down the path full of fresh fallen leaves. It's fall here in Southeast Michigan where I'm doing the show from right now, and I just look out the window. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, change, change. The season, it was summer 5 minutes ago, and it was bright and sunny and warm, and literally overnight, we went from the 70s to the 50s, literally overnight, and the leaves are changing, and the leaves are falling, and it's just a reminder of the many evolutions of life, and change is the one thing that you need to learn to deal with the most, and it's probably the most difficult thing to deal with, especially for me. Is there anybody who's like, yes, I like change, I like change in relationships, and I like change in jobs, and I guess there are some people who find variety and excitement in life through change. I find peace and solitude and comfort in things not changing, but it's no use fighting it because that's how it goes. And seasons are a great reminder about how life changes. And I live in Michigan, and maybe where you live or where you're listening, the seasons are not quite so dramatic because I'll tell you, winter is next. And as you get older, you start to dread winter, and it's something you put up with. But I don't think you should have put up with anything. Life should not be about putting up with things. Life should be about being in the moment. Every moment matters. And I personally, Lisa Berry, want to raise my level of love. And I get life lessons. I'm looking for them. So I see them. And you get whatever you look for, whatever you focus on, that becomes your reality. And I always look for inspiration. That's why I do this show, so I can be an inspiration to you. It's called Today's Inspiration with Lisa Berry. That's what I'm hoping for. But in order to fuel myself to share with you through the wonderful medium of radio, which is my dharma, my career, which I've always worked in because I just love it. I love that I can lean into this microphone and open my mouth and my heart and my soul and make a connection, hopefully with you and everybody else who's listening, and hopefully make your day a bit better and hopefully add some joy to your journey or teach you or inspire you to add more joy to your own journey, because it really is your choice. Your life is based on your perspective, how you choose to look at it, how you choose to feel, what you choose to see. So every day I open myself up to new inspirations and I look for things to share and to pass along so hopefully I can perhaps enlighten your life. And this week I came across Jack Kornfield. Have you ever heard of Jack Kornfield? He's a best-selling American author and teacher. Jack graduated from college and joined, I believe it is, the Peace Corps. Yeah, joined the Peace Corps and was sent to Thailand. And there he met and became a monk under the renowned forest master of Ajahn Chah, which I'm probably saying wrong. So Kornfield has worked to make Buddhism accessible for Westerners. And he is, you know, you don't have to put a label on it. I think people hear, oh, she's a Buddhist. I'm not anything. I'm not, you know, I actually do go to a church. And, you know, I personally believe prayer is either to God or sending out a message to the universe or whatever you want it to be. So no judging. I don't identify as a Buddhist, although I do find interesting information along those lines. And Jack Kornfield came to me this week. I'm seeking it. It's not like I was sleeping and I had a dream. I'm seeking inspiration so I can share it with you. And but I like what he has worked to make Buddhism accessible for Westerners. And he's focused on combining loving kindness and self-compassion. Now, to me, you have, that's right out of the Bible. That's the Dalai Lama. That's whoever you want it to be, a Buddhist or not a Buddhist. Loving kindness and self-compassion does not need to be labeled. You don't have to put yourself in a category. Are you a Democrat or a Republican? I took marketing in college, and I thought public relations was so cool. So I found out that they can identify you by your zip code, and they can identify you by where you buy your groceries, and they can identify you by how you wear your hair. And that's so generalizing. And I don't like that. I don't want to be generalized. I want to be Lisa Berry, all standing alone. And you probably could make a few generalizations about me based on my zip code or how I wear my hair. But I don't want to be defined by that. I want to be defined by my heart and my soul and the goodness that I can bring into the world and the love that I can share and the happiness perspective I can hopefully convince you of. And so don't want to label it, but he wanted to make Buddhism accessible for Westerners, and he's focused on combining loving kindness and self-compassion with a practice of mindfulness, which is basically what I talk about every week. And I'm not a monk, and I didn't go to Thailand. I walk the suburban planet like many of you, but I have learned that, life has many lessons, and I want to share those with you. And what first attracted me to Jack Kornfield was a quote that he tweeted. Yes, it's all on Twitter. Life is so hard. How can we be anything but kind? Oh, I love that. And people don't like to focus on that. And I have friends who don't like me to mention that I find different people and experiences difficult. But life can be hard. So why not be anything but kind? And then another lesson, I've been involved in some drama lately at work. And I don't want to be involved in drama. I don't want to be in that place. And it took some work, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be in that place. You can rise above the drama. You can do that by being mindful of this very moment. You woke up today. That's a miracle. All your body parts are functioning as intended, more or less. That's a miracle. So I don't take one moment or one person for granted. Now, yes, that is kind of a constant mindset that you have to be reminding yourself of. But as I said at the start of the show, why would you want to be negative? Why would you want to dwell in a low place? You want to be happy, and you want to feel the love, and I'm here. I have it for you. And we're connecting, and I'm so appreciative of you listening. So before you even step out of bed in the morning, be aware of your inner dialogue. Are you aware of that? It's like the ticker tape. You watch the news channels, and you can't just watch what they're showing on TV, but they have their flash stories below it. And I feel like that's your subconscious. I feel like that's your inner dialogue. And maybe it's just me. I don't think it is. But I wake up, and it starts ticking, and these thoughts start coming into me. And sometimes they're left over from the negative experiences of the day before, and I have to say, stop. Make a conscious choice to have a good day. Feel gratitude. Take stock of all the blessings in your life. Feed your mind with good thoughts. Listen to today's inspiration or all the other great shows here on MondayNightSpiritRadio.com. Expect the best because you get what you expect. You and your life are what you focus on, where you put your attention. So I'm constantly putting my attention on looking for streams of positivity, because that's what I want to look at and what I want to focus on. So I came across Jack Kornfield, and I told you a little bit about him, and we don't have to label him. Well, I guess you could label, he labels himself as a Buddhist and tried to bring those thoughts. So let me just, without labeling it any further, because I don't want to scare anybody away, because really the only labels that I have are love and compassion and happiness and choices, because it's all your choice. You can label me that if I have to be labeled, but I don't want to be tied to any religion or thought. As I said, I'm not a monk. I didn't go to Thailand. I just walked this planet in the United States and Southeast Michigan and try to share positive perspective and try to boost people up and try to be the light that I want to see in others, because it is contagious. But he did share something very interesting this week about suffering and grace, because that is something that I've had a real problem with. I always thought it was great because I watched, situation comedies growing up, and there always was a happy ending after 25 minutes, and that's what I'm always looking for. I don't like conflict. I work at a university campus, and I see students waiting out in the hall to talk to their professors, and they seem so nervous, and I just want to hug them and say, it's going to be okay. I really, with all my heart, I just want to say, it's okay. I know they're away from their parents and their family and their moms and their support. And I see them, and I guess you got to learn through the struggle. I guess I don't like that. I'd rather nurture life lessons into people. But I guess struggling certainly got me to where I am today, giving me the perspective I have. But you have to be open to that. You have to want it. And I see these kids out there, and I just want to say, it's okay. You're going to be okay. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll have to give them a hug. I don't scare them. Probably file a police report on me, but because people are afraid of love. Why is that? You say the L word to people and they freak out. And I'm here to make love mainstream. And I'm here to make life lessons, to share the life lessons that I've learned about. It's all perspective, and it's all what you decide to focus on. And sometimes it takes some energy. That's okay. Put your energy into being happy. Put your energy into being positive. Your energy into gossiping and being offended. Everyone is so offended so easily. And me too. I'm not judging others. I'm speaking from my own experience. It's so easy to be offended. You can look for what's wrong. Somebody can say something, and you're, what did I do? And why are they saying that? And they're not. You gotta be all good inside yourself. You gotta listen to shows like this, or read books, or spend time with people of like-minded energy. I've met two people last week that just blew me away. Blew me away because we are of like mind, and we do understand. And it was so cool that the universe brought these people to me, or God, or the wind. I'm not sure. Those are some intense questions that need answering, and everybody has their own personal beliefs. I'm not going that high or that deep. I just want you to have the personal belief that you woke up and you are a miracle. Flat out, undeniable. There's no debate. If you know how the human body works, if you know the atoms and ants and atom ants and the molecules, and it's so complicated. And if it's working, oh, glory. That is just amazing. Enjoy that. Be grateful for that. And I would say every day you wake up and something's not going where it shouldn't or falling off, it's a good day. Because it does happen, from your teeth to your skin to your whatever. Life is not a simple journey. So this is what I got out of Jack Kornfield sharing suffering and grace. And I give him full credit. I never want to take or share anyone else's information and pretend that it's mine. I do share a lot of my thoughts. But right now, Jack Kornfield wrote something this week about suffering and grace and tied it to Buddhism. And he said, when I first became a monk in a forest, I was welcomed by Ajahn Chah, with my Pod Sangwag, and I said, I hope you're not afraid to suffer. Taken aback by this greeting, I asked him what he meant. And he continued, there are two kinds of suffering. There's the suffering you run away from, which follows you everywhere. And there is the suffering you face directly, and in doing so, become free. Of all the maps of Buddhist psychology, the Noble Truth, which teaches the understanding of suffering and its end, are the most central. The whole purpose of Buddhist psychology, its ethics, philosophy, practices, and community life, is the discovery that freedom and joy are possible in the face of sufferings of human life. I love that. It's like suffering is there. That's life. It's called life. It's the journey. It's the world we live in. You will suffer. Things will happen. Believe me. But Buddhist psychology makes a clear distinction between pain and suffering. Pain is an unavoidable aspect of the natural world. Which, I pause because that makes me sad. Pain is an unavoidable aspect of the natural world, but that is reality. So it gives me a new perspective to realize that, you know, as much as I dislike conflict, as much as I avoid confrontation at all costs, pain is an unavoidable aspect of the natural world. It is physical, biological, social, woven into our existence as night is with the day, is inevitable, as hard and soft, as hot and cold. Inhabiting a human body, we experience a continuous ebb and flow of pleasure and pain, gain and loss. Inhabiting our human society is the same. We encounter praise and blame, fame and disrepute, success and failure, arising and passing endlessly. But suffering is different from pain. Suffering is our reaction to the inevitable pain of life. So here we have it that there will be pain because that is just how life goes. But we don't have to suffer. Suffering is our reaction to pain. Our personal suffering can include anxiety, depression, fear, confusion, grief, anger, hurt, addiction, jealousy, frustration, and more. Suffering is not only personal. Our collective suffering includes the sorrows of warfare, the racism, the isolation of torture of prisoners everywhere, the hunger, sickness, and abandonment of human beings on every continent. Our individual and collective suffering is called the first known truth of suffering. Again, I'm quoting Jack Kornfield from his writings on suffering and grace and Buddhism and happiness. But to me, that was so eye-opening, and it really helped explain things to me, because I come to you on the show from childhood, and I forgive my parents. They did the best they could with that. And that grade is an understatement. Really, no one, I've never really shared everything that I thought would be a lie. It was awful. I'll tell you that. And everybody has a story, and everybody has experiences, and everyone feels unloved, and I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of the suffering. I want to help you end your suffering, because pain is unavoidable. We now know that, and it's been proven in many ways. It's called life. You don't have to suffer. Suffering is different than pain. It's our reaction. So you can choose your reaction to every situation. And believe me, I've been in some serious situations. I did an interview this week with a friend, a former colleague, who was a two-year-old daughter who just died of brain cancer. There is some suffering for you. And there's someone you can't say, hey, you have some perspective. You know, you can say that. And he's very strong. And he's dealing with so much because grief is such a difficult thing to deal with. And there are stages. And you've got to walk through it. You can't just avoid it. But I still would like to encourage him and uplift him. And he seems very encouraged right now. They're just trying to get through the day and inspired by their daughter and the words that she left them with. And that's how they get through the day. And if you're not dealing with something like that, if you woke up today, if you are feeling good, the perspective you should choose, I highly recommend today's special. I'm your server today, Lisa Berry, and on the specials menu is perspective. I recommend for your appetizer, you choose peace, love, and prosperity. That's my new inner mantra. When I walk around during the day, I feel challenged. I just feel prosperity. That's what I'm attracting to my world today. So that's your appetizer. Then you go on to the main course. The main course has to be love. The main course has to be love today. It's not even a special. It's the main feature. What is love? Have love. Feel love. Be love. It's the most important thing in the world. Then for dessert, let that enjoy. And let's cap it off with perspective, because really, it is all your choice. So as I said, my friend who I interviewed and is going through this horrible pain right now, losing a daughter, which I think is one of the worst things that can happen. And I'll share with you, his daughter's situation went down a lot like mine did with my son, except I was blessed that my son, who had a tumor in his spine, his tumor was benign. Not so much the case of his son. So my son going through this was when I went through so much stuff. My parents were really sick, and loved ones were having cancer, and I lost my sister to breast cancer, and I would say, okay, God, or okay, universe, I can handle this. As long as my kids are okay, guess what? My son, he was 14, got a tumor in his spine, and I'm like, what? I told you I'd be okay if everything was okay, except if you get my kids. And then this happens to my son. And listening to this man talk about his daughter, the mother instinct that she was only one, but she was having issues, and they took her to the doctors, and like, so she's fine, which is the interesting thing that happened with my son. He was falling down, and he was unsteady on his feet, and we took him to the doctors, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him until it became a critical situation. And it turns out he had a huge tumor in his spine that was flattening his spine, and had immediate emergency surgery, just like the, and I'm listening to this guy tell the story, and I'm like, yes, however, I feel like I have a much happier ending because my son's tumor was benign, and he is okay, and he's on his feet. He's on a great path and a great journey, and he's a wonderful light in my life. So I choose the perspective to have gratitude for that, and I do have great empathy for my friend who lost his daughter, and they must spend a lot of time asking why was that happening to me. Hopefully, he's already speaking out about pediatric cancer and the statistics, and he is actually a male nurse, and he said he was surprised at how many children have cancer. It really doesn't get as much money for research. You hear a lot about other types of cancer, where it is. There's efforts and major organizations to combat that. But yeah, he was in like every other day a child would be diagnosed with cancer at the hospital where his daughter was. And they had lost like 40 children in the last year. So maybe he went through this, and it's going to be his journey to raise awareness and funding for pediatric cancer. Maybe that's why he was here. And sadly, it's a rough way to get to that place. But sadly, I'm at the place I am after going through many rough spots. Rough spots that I'm probably still dealing with, because no one should have a child just like I had. And maybe that's why when I see the students waiting to talk to their professors and see the anxiety on their face, I want to make them feel better. I want to make children feel better. I want to make adults feel better because life's short. None of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So we need to enjoy the journey. Let's add some joy to the journey. So pain is inevitable, but suffering doesn't have to be. If you have the perspective that, okay, this happened, and I like to like find a reason for everything. I think there's a reason for everything. So if something goes awry or not the way I want, I think, why did this happen? What can I learn from this? So the second noble truth describes the cause of suffering, grasping. It explains, gives birth to aversion and delusion, the three roots of all unhealthy states. Aversion, delusion, and what's the third one? Grasping. From these three roots arise all other unhealthy states, such as jealousy, anxiety, hatred, addiction, possessiveness, and shamelessness. These are the causes of individual and global suffering. I always, it's life is not a contest. And it's easy to do. It's like you really have to step up your game to deal with this. But I don't want to be jealous or envious of anyone else. I want to be inspired. And maybe people have things and relationships that I want, and I'm going to choose to begin with by being happy with them. Feel their joy, share their joy. And if I want, I'm going to go for it myself. That's my job. That's my choice to go after something, not to be feel bad because someone else has it. The third noble truth offers us the way out, the end of suffering. Unlike pain, as I was saying, suffering is not inevitable. Freedom from suffering is possible when we let go of our reaction, our fear, and grasping. Pull it in your mind. That's the third truth. So let go. And don't attach yourself to any outcome. Don't attach yourself to any negative. And the fourth noble truth in the path to the end of suffering is called the middle way. The middle way invites us to find peace wherever we are, here and now. By neither grasping nor resisting life, we can find wakefulness and freedom in the midst of our joys and sorrows. Following the middle path, we establish integrity. We learn to quiet the mind. We learn to seek the wisdom. I love that. Quiet your mind and seek the wisdom. Quiet your mind and seek the wisdom. Jack Kornfield, again, I want to give credit where credit is due. Release this information up to some new grace. Maybe we'll have Jack on as a guest on the show. But to me, that means meditation. That means quieting your mind. As I say, when you wake up in the morning and the chitter chatter is going and the thing is running, your computer is running, be aware of what that's saying. What are you saying? Where you can choose to be calm. You can choose to be happy. That every moment matters. So join me in raising our level of love and finding more joy and misery. I love this. I came from mindlessness to mindfulness. And that's being aware. I mean, we work on our physical bodies, and yes, that is very important. Exercise, exercise, exercise. I think about it every day. Not necessarily do it, but I think about doing it, and you should do it. And even 20 minutes of walking can make a difference. But, so this is mindfulness, to me, is exercising your body. And another powerful thought I came across is nothing changes until you do. And I've really been trying to put that into my daily practice. From everywhere, from where you park, or what you wear, or what you say, or what you eat. If you don't like the way your life is now, it's not going to change unless you do. You got to kick it up a notch. You got to change a few things. And again, I talked about not liking change. If you don't like where your life is right now, then what are you doing about it? You got to change it. If you wake up and do the same things and expect a different result, isn't that the definition of kind of crazy? The definition of it's not going to work out. So self-awareness is so important. And having ego will get you nowhere. And I think that's such a fine balance. It's a fine balance of being strong in your self-knowledge and being strong and aware of the gifts that you're here to bring. And showing the world that they can count on you, but not at you. And finding freedom and joy in the face of suffering. That's what I have done. Freedom and joy. And I work as a work in progress. And as Jack Kornfield said, life is so hard, how can we be anything but cool? And the only reason you are happy is you choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice. And so suffering, as we just heard, as I just explained to you, Buddhist philosophy. Choice, suffering is a choice. Except, I do have to say, if you're going through something really awful, you got to get through it. You got to be aware of that. So I compare my, I think I work in a community of strikingly intelligent people right now. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to compare. compare my level of love to any intellectual doctor or researcher or teacher or professor or anyone who's excelling and exceeding in the community that they are. I realize I have a great, I feel a great, and not envious, but I have great respect for intelligence. Intelligence is very important to me. And then I think I'm a little intimidated. I thought, you know what? I'm going to compare my level of love. That's my gift. That's my, I go to, I meditated and I realized that I have a large capacity to love. So I'm going to give myself some credit for my level of love being just as high as any doctor or professor or anybody else out there. And I recently, I'm still dealing with it. It's kind of shocking to me that Wayne Dyer passed away. Oh, yeah, another 6 weeks ago now. And actually, I got to write about it for Body, Mind, Spirit, God magazine. So if you're in Southeast Michigan, please pick up a copy and read them, what I shared there. But I came across the 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace by Wayne Dyer, because they are still putting his stuff up there. And his number one is, have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. Resist being a pessimist. That's what I was saying. You know, there's pain in the world, but you don't have to suffer. Why dwell in negativity? Why? It's a dark hole. It's not going to get you anywhere. Let's look up and let's live in love. Don't die with your music still in you when you were born. Your life's worth was for you, according to Wayne Dyer. So be enthusiastic. Get busy. And figure out what you're here to do and do it. I like this one. You can't give away what you don't have. Give love and joy. Receive love and joy. If you are angry and have you anger in your body, then you're going to attract more low energy. High energy, high, Lisa Berry, attracts more. We love and support yourself. Self-love, self-respect, new year's self-respect. Embrace silence. We talked about that. Solitude is key to inner peace. All, according to Wayne Dyer, all man's misery is derived from not being able to sit in silence. No one in the world can do that. Be still. To say, who am I? You know, get to know yourself. You need to know the energies around you. Give up your personal history. The wake of the boat is the trail left behind and cannot drive the boat forward. Your past is over. Don't be a victim of it. Examine, embrace, and love the past. Falls and challenges happen. Honor, retire, transform them to be of value in the present. Give up the past and future in your life. Be in the present moment. Remove all label places on yourself. You are human. As I said, I'm sharing with you some Buddhist writings, but I don't have to define myself that way. We don't have to define anything that way. It's about loving. Love and compassion. How do you define that? I define that as the reason for living, as the purpose of living. So I like that. You're a human being. We're human beings. I will copy that label. I'm a loving human being. I'll copy that too. You can't, this is an interesting one. We have to come back to this. You can't solve a problem with the mind that created it. Problems are impossible. Thoughts are the source of all you are. As I say, when you wake up, is running and those thoughts are in your life. Change your thoughts, change your relationships in your life. The world is just as it is. Your body is a container for spirit to flow through, ego, consciousness, competing and winning. How do I stack up against others? Despair, anger, stress, grip, consciousness, war, brutality, mystical consciousness, healing. We are all. There are no justified resentments. Now, that's interesting. Happiness is required by your thoughts. Take responsibility. And then take steps to improve. Which is basically what I talk about on the show every day. You are responsible for the negative thoughts in your head. Sometimes it's your subconscious that you can get a hold of. You can arm wrestle them back. And you are responsible for how you look at the world when you wake up that morning. And I'm not trying to make it a party. I'm just trying to show you. You have a choice. It's your choice. It's your attitude. It's your perspective. With the emphasis being on is yours. I mean, we all have rules to follow and a role to play, but ultimately no one else can get your brain unless you let them. Be in charge of your own brain, in your own heart, and the energy you put out in the world. And if you would like me to come and share my perspective with someone like energy to move forward with the issue, or you just want to contact me and say, hey, you can email me. I love Facebook. Hope I've inspired you. I hope I can add some joy to your journey. and I just bored.